USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Today is a national holiday. Juneteenth is the day when slaves learned of their Emancipation Declaration by President Lincoln 3 years earlier. Economists surveyed by the Wall Street Journal have dramatically raised their probability of a recession, now putting it at 44% in the next year. It should be noted this level is only seen on the edge of an actual recession. French President Emmanuel Macron's centrist coalition could lose its majority in the country's lower parliament. Projections on Sunday showed that Macron's coalition was likely to win roughly 240 seats. That's almost 50 shy of a majority in the 577-seat National Assembly. On this day in 1983, Sally Ride becomes the first American woman in space. She passed away in La Jolla, California in 2012. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Austin police are reporting a Texas gun owner defended himself and another woman from a teenager who allegedly tried to rob them at gunpoint in Austin, Texas last week. 17-year-old Jalen Reed is charged with aggravated robbery with a deadly weapon. Reed was already convicted of a series of robberies in 2021. Police say he was released from juvenile detention on May 27th. He cut off an ankle monitor 2 days later, then committed 9 robberies in 5 days. An Apple store may unionize.
Apple employees in a Maryland store are voting to unionize. This would be a first for the company in the United States. The final vote was 65-33 in favor of joining the International Association of Machinists. The union president applauding the courage of the Apple employees for their historic victory. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
NASCAR racing was off this weekend. It will resume in Nashville, Tennessee next weekend. USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg, in an interview with a German newspaper, says the Ukraine-Russia war could last for years. Ukrainian soldier on the front lines, Volodymyr Kapusta, via a translator.
We can say that in the last week there has been a stabilization of the front line, in which the enemy is exhausted and cannot continue offensive operations. It also cannot continue the offensive actions due to professional and high quality work of our artillery. 5 civilians were killed and 12 injured in the eastern separatist city of Donetsk.
That audio courtesy of Euronews. The fate of Julian Assange has been announced in the United Kingdom.
The British government ordered the extradition of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange to the U.S. to face spying charges. Stella Assange, Julian Assange's wife, says they are going to fight the order. Attorneys have 14 days to lodge an appeal. Julian Assange has battled British courts for years to avoid being sent to the U.S., where he faces 17 charges of espionage and a count of computer misuse. The 50-year-old Australian national is accused of helping U.S. Army intelligence officer Chelsea Manning steal classified diplomatic cables and military files that WikiLeaks published, putting lives at risk. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Stanley Cup Finals continue tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Colorado leads Tampa Bay 2-0. 2-0. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.